I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And again, I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab. Welcome to the studio.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right. I'm Turfatul Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have also I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies. And at the same time, I'm teaching.
That's great. Well, Sister Zainab, since in Muslim Lady we talk about whatever topic that is the concern of women, today we have picked, I guess, a topic that is very tangible in our lives. You see this tendency in relationships that sometimes, against all the hints and signs that are telling you that you shouldn't stay in the relationship, you keep up staying in that relationship.
Yeah.
In that very specific relationship, as if you've been forced to.
Yeah.
Now, what are the forces that wouldn't let you extricate yourself or exclude yourself from that toxic relationship?
Yes. So it can be when anyone, like, you know, toxic relationships, they often leave us trapped. You know, we feel trapped, and breaking free from this, as you said, like, you know, it's sometimes daunting due to emotional or psychological or social factors sometimes.
And I guess we have all been there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you know that something is bad for you, a relationship is bad for you, but we're there.
Yeah. It's either because of the, for example, fear of loneliness.
Yeah.
The idea of solitude, it seems overwhelming. It seems like, you know, especially when society equates being single with a failure or inadequacy. So that's why we know that we have realized that the person is toxic. But just because of the societal factor, I have to remain in this thing. But, you know, we always have a guidance, and Quran, as Quran also says that, and he found you lost and guided you.
Yeah.
So rather than seeking refuge in him, rather than seeking, you know, prayer and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we keep on being there. And that's a torture, which is not recommended. So we are not really recommended to torture ourselves. Rather, we have to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to have meaningful connections with the family, with friends and community members who uplift you.
Exactly.
Rather than like you feel toxic.
But you know, sometimes in life, it's not about you to choose.
Yeah.
Things are put in your way.
Yeah.
And then you have to just cope up with them.
I get it.
In many marriages, I have seen many couples that the woman says, when you ask her why you don't take action, why you don't do anything, don't you think this is the ending point of your marriage, of your relationship? And then she says, no. Everything is going to get better.
I have hope
that once we have a child, everything is going to change.
Exactly.
Once we get a home, everything is going to change. Once we have this or that. They pin their hope on everything.
Yes. Another reason is that there's a hope that the things will get better.
There's an unknown hope stemming from nowhere.
Exactly. People cling to the belief, basically, that this relationship is going to improve. And this hope often keeps them in the cycles of disappointment, the same
exactly.
hope.
Yeah, disappoints them even more.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Thank you. relationships are really important. So your personality, your dignity, your individuality should not be swallowed by anyone's personality and ideology. I guess in relationships, these are the main factors. So when we say that there is a toxic relationship and you stay there, I cannot help myself but thinking about this idea that sometimes you let your dignity and identity get swallowed by another person's pride.
Yes.
And then little by little, without you even noticing, you're going to be dragged down into a little personality that is not you anymore.
Exactly. And when we're talking about hope, it reminds me of Imam Ali Sam's narration that says that do not hope for what is impossible to change.
Exactly.
So like on one side, while Islam encourages us for patience, it also warns us against staying in some harmful situation.
In a cycle.
Yeah, exactly.
In a cycle, especially. An unchangeable cycle.
Right. But sometimes there is also this another factor that is a lower self-esteem.
Yeah.
And when you are a victim of lower self-esteem and lack of confidence, you usually have this belief that leaving this toxic relationship will lead me to not anything better.
To destruction, yeah.
Yeah, so like...
This is the best I could get.
This is the best I could get. So, and that's a wrong belief. Yeah, like such people should really focus on self-improvement and they should focus on how to build themselves personally, on the personal growth, on how to build the confidence and surround themselves with the positive influences who remind them of their worth.
As human beings, naturally and intuitively, we get connected to people.
We do. But when there is a cycle, it's harmful for you.
Yeah.
So as we keep on saying, like it's not
attachment.
It's not bad to give chances.
Yeah.
But it's bad to stay in cycle, continuous cycle of that thing.
Unfortunately, you know, attachment does not let you see things clearly.
I get it. You're saying that another reason is emotional dependency.
Yeah.
With time, you happen to be dependent on people emotionally, like toxic relationships, often sometimes create emotional dependency as well. Like it's not like only good relationship gets that emotional dependency. You as a human nature has a, you know, you are emotional.
This tendency to get connected and attached to people.
Exactly.
So it's pretty natural, I guess.
Sometimes you kind of feel unable to function without other person.
Exactly. There is this attachment.
You feel
it's
like...
natural, but then staying in it forever.
Yes.
And clinging to that forever is not natural.
Yes. And then you also feel like I won't be able to be happy without...
Yeah.
This particular person. I won't be able to find happiness, basically. Mm-hmm.
It's as if it's a chemical that you are thriving on it.
Basically, it's all like, if we just look at it, it's all like kind of you're looking for some validation from the other person. You can't go ahead without that. It has the roots in that lower self-esteem again. Lower self-confidence. You don't believe in yourself. Quran says that whoever puts his trust in Allah, he will be sufficient for him. So first have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the people who are going to uplift me.
Yeah.
I have to seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have to put my trust in and people disappoint me, I deserve that disappointment because my entire trust is in them.
Yeah. Again, why this attachment and why not changing this attachment's direction? Sometimes... it's difficult for you to change your safe comfort zone.
Yeah.
Like, I feel, okay, I'm attached to the wrong person. As a woman, I'm emotionally dependent to this substance and chemical that acts, actually, this person that acts like a chemical and like
dopamine
a substance.
Dopamine cycle.
Yeah. So, but then I say, I would tolerate everything, it's okay, but I don't have the nerve to go for building a new relationship or cutting this relationship. I don't want to get into much of troubles.
Yeah. It's called a dopamine cycle as well. Like when you're like, you have occasional acts of affection, it creates a cycle of longing and reward, making it difficult to leave that particular situation.
Yeah.
So yeah. But you know, we have Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says at one place that intellect is the leader of the believer's desires. We have to understand this. We have to guide ourselves that I have to use my brain somewhere. I can't be emotionally dependent all the
time. I'm a human being.
I'm a human being.
There's a fire. This fire is going to kill me.
Yes.
Though I see it as a light in my life, though I see it as a source of warmth in my life, but I have to forget about it. But I have to divest myself out of it.
Yeah.
So it's a sort of entanglement that I have to bring myself out of it. And it would take time. It would be difficult. It would be so sad sometimes, sometimes depressing. You have to set yourself free. And this setting yourself free has got a price and cost. And you have to pay for it if you want to see yourself in a better situation. Now, this is not the ending point. We're going to go into a much more of discussion. Like, for example, what are the ways for me to do in order to help myself get out of these attachments, get out of these toxic relationships? We go for a break and then we'll be back with the last part of today's episode. Welcome back. Well, this is Muslim Lady and you're listening to the last part, the finalement of today's episode. Well, Sister Zainab, there is attachment. There is this emotional dependency for different reasons, like I find my confidence in somebody else for many, many reasons that we all know about. I have this attachment, but I want to extricate myself from this toxic relationship. What are the things that you would suggest?
For example, I would read some lines and it's kind of saying the way out as well. A bond that wounds, a bond untrue, break free, for Allah has better for you. Mm-hmm. Companionship should bring light, not despair. Seek those whose hearts are just and fair. A tongue that stings, a heart that deceives, such ties are chains a wisely leaves. Do not stay where respect is gone, for dignity is where you belong. Better to walk alone with grace than lose yourself in a toxic embrace. Apart from that, we have from Imam Ali alayhi salam, beware of the company of the wicked, for they will corrupt you, though you may not notice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you even do not notice. Sometimes you're so much into things because of so many things. Like we said, there's fear of different things. There's emotional dependency. There's a dopamine cycle. And apart from that, there's also this fear of change, like the uncertainty of life. So we have a lot of reasons, but we have to focus on the way outs. Like one of the way outs is self-reflection, you know, evaluate why you were staying and whether your reasons align with your long-term well-being. You know, we said we are not allowed to harm ourselves in Islam. If there's this, if I stay for long-term in this toxic relationship, if it's going to be healthy for me or not. So the self-reflection is extremely important. And support, take support from the families, take support from the friends who value you, who were, because there's not every third person who is toxic in your circle, right? There are people who are good enough. And also strengthen your faith, have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pray for Allah's guidance and the strength and recite the du'as. For example, oh Allah, I ask you for guidance, piety, chastity and self-sufficiency. Yeah.
And do not be afraid of the changes and consequences.
I think, do not be, set apart all those fears and focus on self-growth rather than you're focusing on those negative aspects. Develop hobbies within
yourself.
Stand
on your feet.
Develop skills. Educate yourself every day. It's mm-hmm. never too late to learn. So like whenever you're educating, you're developing skills, I think you're more importantly focusing on self-growth than focusing on those toxic negative things.
Yeah, and be confident and be dependent on your own individuality, on your own identity, rather than seeking it from the external world, because that is not going to give you anything but pain if you pin all your hopes on it. Not that making relationships, building relationships is a bad thing. No, just to be dependent on it is the bad part. So this was all for today. I hope you have just enjoyed it. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.